You are listening to Report to the Listeners. This is Don Rojas with my colleagues, Bernard White, and several other colleagues of mine who have assembled here in the studio to talk with you, answer your questions, and listen to your comments and your suggestions. And now we go back to the phones. Bernard?
Okay, you're on the air.
Yeah,
you're on the air. You'll have to call back. We have a very bad connection. BAI, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Bernard?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. First of all, congratulations on your recent fundraiser.
Thank you.
And I thought that one of the novel products that's been coming out with WBAI is the series on uniracialism.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple questions I have for you is, first of all, are you considering to continue that series, or is it becoming a program, a permanent program of the WBAI schedule?
Well, the series on racialism has ended. It was a three-part series, and he's done all three parts. He's now working on another series to be offered for the next fund drive. It's been very well accepted by our listeners. He's done some really good work, talking about Reverend James Montgomery. He's going to be a regular contributor. What we're trying to do now is to get some of the, or introduce it to some of the other stations around the country so that we can help them with their fund drives. BAI has historically helped many of the radio stations within the Pacifica orbit during their fund drive, so now we're going to offer that to them, and hopefully they'll get a similar response.
Oh, it was a very good idea, and I think you should, you know, continue in that direction. I think it, what's it called, the Academy of the Airways?
Yes.
That's a very good idea, and of course, starting with these issues of race, you know, you can go on a lot of different subject matters, so keep up the good work, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. You know, one of the things we didn't mention is that we did take time out to go to Washington, D.C. to talk to many people who were assembled there to deal with the issue of affirmative action. The Supreme Court is now deliberating over the over affirmative action, and this deliberation will take about 2 months, and hopefully we were able to provide people with some information. Amy Rosenberg did some real good work around getting people here to talk to our listeners about that whole issue of affirmative action. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to commend WBAI for two shows that you all did recently. The first one was the Irish show on St. Patrick's Day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That was an excellent show. And the second was the broadcast from Riverside Church. That was really great. And I want you all to keep up the good work and keep on keeping on. And there's so many naysayers and things like that, people like that, negative people, and just don't listen to them. And I have a question. The show, Bernard, your show at 11 o'clock, is it permanent?
No.
Okay.
No.
And
in fact, the entire war schedule is up to be reconfigured, rethought out, because this war is not going to end in 3 weeks. So
okay.
We have to figure out what we're going to do.
And the last comment I have is that I saw on the internet your letter that you had sent to Gary Null regarding the change of taking one day away from his show and giving it, broadening out the medical perspective on WBAI to on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that letter and when I heard what he say, I got to say that that guy is a big liar and he's not to be trusted. And I don't see why, if anybody has 25 years on the air on a non-commercial station, why they think that that place is permanent for them and they must have it or else they're going to sue people. It's not right.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for your call. We still feel that Gary Nell is a very well-respected part of our lineup during the day. It is our hope that he will continue to do good programming. And we know that Dr. Kakai is also someone who has a wealth of information and will add to the breadth of information, breadth of health information that is now available to our listeners. But thanks for your call. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yes. You're on the air.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia. And
hey, thank you. How's the weather?
The weather's great, but to be honest with you, this place is just full of the military and their families, and the whole town is red, white, and blue bunting, and no one seems to understand what America really is. So you're the only voice of reason we've got. Everything else is playing the Star Spangled Banner for us and trying to make us carry guns. It's a madhouse down here, man. It really is.
Do you have other people in Savannah that also listen to the AI?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm part of the Greens Party down here. My name is Shane, by the way. And we have a lot of people who are working to get resolutions against the Patriot Act, against the war itself. We go up against city council all the time. We have demonstrations. There are still a lot of us down here. It is a college town as well. So there's a lot of movement here. It's just sometimes you feel kind of alone when you're cruising in certain parts of town.
Shane, this is Kathy Davis, the Acting Public Affairs Director. Maybe you can send us an email and let us know what you're doing down there. We can get some reports about what's going on in Savannah.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Thank you. I will do that, Kathy.
Go to the website, WBAI.org, and get in touch with us.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Call back, Shane.
Yeah, I'll do that. And look, by the way, I was going to tell you, you're also, from what I understand, the only voice of reason going on in Denver right now, too.
Okay.
Oh, right. Everybody's tuning in to you across the country.
Well, you know, the Internet makes WBAI a global station, and
that's
using the new technologies to full its advantage.
Yeah. That lets us know we're all together. And thanks.
Yes, okay. Indeed. Thank you very
Keep
much.
Keep on keeping on, Shane.
You too.
BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Yeah, you know I got to know your place, your radio station.
How?
I drove my parents up to the wedding of a cigarette manufacturer who had just sold his cigarette paper manufacturer. What was his name, Schweitzer?
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't he give you the station?
He sure did.
Yeah. And a patient of the sister of a patient of a friend of my father's was marrying him, and we went up there. We had a gorgeous time up at Greenwich, Connecticut. And I'm going back 40 years.
Yeah, 43 years.
Yeah, it is 43 years.
Yeah.
And you know he had a wonderful little theater to try out things. He had, at that time, you didn't see too much of, what do you call it, the closed-circuit television?
Mm-hmm.
It was really a very nice time. And guess who went with us? Mirko Marko, a great Yugoslav guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And the more he drank, the better he played. I really mean that.
Maybe the more you drank, the better it sounded.
Well, that could have been. But actually, no, I was driving, so I couldn't do that. But no, he really was a very, very good guitarist. So that's how I got introduced to WBAI.
All right.
Okay.
And
wonderful
I'm going to tell you something, guys.
Yes.
If it wasn't for you, I don't know what the hell I would do. Because, you know, we really are in a dreadful fix. We have a very, very stupid president who's also incredibly mean. And that really does scare the crap out of me. And I think you'll agree with me on that. You know, here is a fellow who was sticking white powder up his nose, was drinking like a fish, and then when he became governor of Texas, he did away with all the drug treatment programs in the prison. And he seemed to get an especial joy, and I mean this, an especial joy, of signing death certificates, death warrants. We really are governed by... What's the word in Yiddish? Is garbage. Dreck. We really are governed by dreck. Please keep WAI strong and firm. Without it, I don't know how I go on. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Au revoir, mes amis.
All right. Au revoir. Au
revoir. WAI, you're on the air.
You're America-hating communist traitors.
Okay. Same to you, sir.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Are there either written or spoken agreements with management of this station and producers as to what the responsibilities and duties and rights and so on of producers are?
Yes, sir. There we do have those.
Can you explicate what?
It'll take us a very long time.
You can come up and we'll give you a copy.
Or you can also go to the website and we have a section there.
I have a copy mailed to me?
Well,
if I write to the station.
Yeah, if you write to the station, send us your return address. Yes, sir.
And request it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, one more thing, sir.
Uh-huh.
Well, I believe there are too many health programs.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your comment.
BAI, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Bernard. Thank you. I just wanted to call and just say I was at the Riverside event, and I really needed it. At that point, I was just feeling so many feelings about what was going on. I just felt that I needed to be in an environment where people felt the way that I felt. It's just gotten to a point where I couldn't even turn on, I still really can't turn on my radio or my television. So I really appreciate BII and all the work you're doing, and I'm a continual supporter. On a more personal note, at the beginning of your War and Peace report, you always play a very nice jazz tune in the background, and I was just wondering if you can tell me what the name of that is.
At the very beginning?
Yes.
You know what happened? Somebody came by and said, hey, you need some Arabic music. It's like Arabic jazz. And the name of it is Arabic music. I really don't know. I have to find out just what that is, because I'd like to, it's one of those home, well, I'd like to find out.
Well, I really don't take the station for granted, and I really remember that it really wasn't too long ago that, in spite of all the world and community events going on, that we were subjected to the importance of biorhythms in the morning, and I never forget that. And the first morning that I heard your voice, when you came back on, you know, I'm not an emotional man, but it really brought tears to my eyes to hear, you know, the BAI back on the air the way that it should be back on the air. So, again, I just want to lend you all my support, future, and should I ever happen to win Lotto, you got a big donation coming.
Okay, we're going to hold you to that, bro.
Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, make out the check to Burn On.
All right.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay. Going fine.
A couple things, a lot of emotions. My first introduction to BI was 1983. I was on lunch, and I'd been recovering from about a year of appendix operation gone bad. And the person that gave me information to help me out when I listened every day at noon was Gary Null. So I felt I should call in and just say a few words. Now, I've been listening to the station really pretty regularly, living by it since then. My feedback is, if his show was lacking, if his passion or drive was lacking, if he was a danger to the station, literally, not emotional feelings danger, but literally a danger to the station, his ratings were down, maybe, you know, you could do something about that. But he's an institution to the station. He built, this is my feeling. He built that hour on that station for the last 25 years. And maybe things should have been done a little bit differently. Now, the fact that he's very passionate about it tells you something. Because if the guy just laid down about it, that would tell you what he cared about the station and what about his show. So the fact that he's very rambunctious and passionate about it tells me something about that, too. He's not laying down. So if he was just giving up, give up the day because he doesn't agree with some people there. Now, I don't know if people there have a personal thing that he personally insulted them or whatever, but I would like to see his hour back. I'm happy also, now about the station, one more note about him. One thing I know about Gary, if you approach him and your heart's in your hand, whether he had a disagreement with you and you're not feeling well, this guy would help you. So I just want to put that out there, too. Now, I'm happy that there's leafleting happening around the city. And one suggestion I want to make is that there should be a BAI, WBI day, maybe on the anniversary that it came on the air, where there's a rally and a permit taken in one particular spot in every borough. And then there's a rally in each borough happening at the same time. And then the rest of the day, there's leafleting that goes around the whole city in a celebration and also to get the station out. And everything should be done to, like, just like they build a rally against the war and things like that, they should build a rally in mass with that number about the station. I have other things, but there's other people, and carry on, and equality and justice. Oh, one last thing, just a little note. BAI's helped me be a good listener. And the cart that came on just before you guys came on, I felt excluded. There's a demonstration happening up in Harlem, and I didn't feel included in that.
Why not?
Because it was spoken only to the black community. Now, that's just my feedback. I could be wrong. I'm open to shift. I'm open for people to listen to people. But I didn't feel included. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay, but I don't remember that card saying that it was only for black people.
No. The way it came off, the linguistics of it, I did not feel included.
Okay.
It's just a little bit more careful on that, that's all.
Well, you know,
I'm not trying to be, you know,
I know, but
I'm not looking for a perfect, you know.
We play cards of, you know, we don't play any exclusionary cards. If people want to exclude folks, we don't take it. There were people who held meetings in various communities where they only wanted a particular people to come, and we don't take it. You know, I think it's it's more of your interpretation of
it. It's my feeling.
Yeah,
my feeling. We can't
do anything with that.
Well, I know. It's just feedback. If it's valuable, if it is value to it, and it sticks, then there's something to be looked at. If not, I'm totally off base. You know, maybe I'm looking too much into it, but while I was listening to it, it just hit me. It's not like I listen to every word on rice paper, you know?
Okay.
So, okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the feedback, and also thank you for, I know our outreach coordinators had a word to say in response to your suggestion about WBI Day, I think.
Right. This is Bokeem. I would like to say that that's one of the reasons why we encourage people to come to the Fridays at WBAI, as well as to call us, to send in your emails, to outreach at WBAI.org. It's helpful. Now, that was a brilliant suggestion. Really liked it. As my co-worker, how did she feel about it?
I say give us a call, 212-209-2869. Give us a call and we'll talk. Good idea.
Okay. You know, it just brought to my attention how that cart opened up. And the caller just might have a point. We'll have to take a look at that and how it's written. So you very well may have a point. The other thing, I know, program changes are very difficult. And the longer an individual has been on the air, the more difficult the changes are. We certainly, there is nothing personal. You can't put a radio station together based on your personal likes and personal dislikes. It goes beyond that. It goes to what listeners' needs are and how you perceive what those needs are. And so changes were made based on that, not based on any dislike for an individual and I'm talking particularly about Gary Noe. And I know that there are a lot of people who have been listening to the program for many years. Gary Noe, I remember when he first came to the radio station, his program has evolved, and it is a very good program. We felt that we could offer an additional, as I said, additional information about many areas in that same field that are being left out. And we are confident that that is going to happen. And hopefully those of you who are interested in alternative health information will continue to listen, and you will find over time that you will be getting good information. So, BAI, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to share my appreciation for BAI.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening for a long time, and just in response also to the guy who was talking about Gary Noe, I've been listening to him for over 20 years myself, and I appreciate the change. You know, I mean, it's not like Gary, you know, he has a lot to offer, and I've myself have bought many of his books, his videos, I've gone to his lectures, and I have, you know, taken advantage of that stuff, but I also appreciate that there's other voices out there that, you know, can add on to what BAI has to offer, and I welcome the change, and I think it's a lesson in humility for Gary, you know, to share and to be able to, you know, be, you know, as big as he is, so to speak, you know, an institution and all that. And, you know, but sometimes you have to question something about him. I mean, anybody who has Paul DiRienzo as a producer, you know, you gotta, that is our questioning stuff, you know, you know what I mean? But I know you guys have a real tough job, but I think the message is out there, and it is a beacon of really love and light that comes out of BAI, and I, for one, appreciate it tremendously.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I like that, a beacon of love and light. That's a nice bumper sticker right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hey, brother, O'Keefe. Bernard.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You just woke up, O'Keefe.
It's Adisa.
Oh, Makalani.
No, Adisa Muhammad.
Muhammad, okay.
Okay.
How you doing, Bernard?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, I need to talk to you off the air, Bernard, and O'Keefe, if possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a member now.
All right.
It's a long time coming.
I've been trying to get to you. I faxed you some information, Bernard. I don't know if you got it.
Okay, I'll have to check on that.
It's been a couple of months ago, though.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any way I can speed you up there?
Yes, you can call the switchboard right after the program at 209-2800. 209-2800.
209-2800?
Yes.
What's the best time after the air?
Yeah, about 5 minutes after we get off.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Bokeem.
All right, take care.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. Thanks, Bernard. Obviously, I really appreciate this station. I just wanted to say that I think that there needs to be perhaps more programming related to the Middle East and Islamic world, since it's obviously not just in the news now, but is going to be a continuing area of concern given the plans of this administration. And, you know, it's a billion people, and it's around the world in a growing and, I must say, embattled population here. And I think there does need to be more education about the region and perhaps more people from the region and who are knowledgeable about it, running programs perhaps. And also I think additionally that one thing I've noticed on air is that there doesn't seem to be too much close contact with universities in the area. Occasionally we hear professors from there. From Colombia, et cetera, but I think that there is a lot of resources available there. There are a lot of very left-leaning professors and students who are in this area, and that they might bring useful perspectives that might help educate listeners. I myself am a professor of Middle Eastern Studies at NYU, and I would like to be more involved, but I would just generally like to see, you know, perhaps a bit more reflective or investigative, contextual sorts of information that you can get from people who are specialists in different regions to go along with a lot of the activist kinds of perspectives that we do get. So anyway, you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I really appreciate all the work you have been doing.
Thank you. I just want to ask the caller to please take a minute of your time and email us a list of colleagues of yours,
sure,
who in the New York area who can be contacted and who may be willing to be interviewed or to give perspective and analysis on WBAI. So if you can email that information to us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Hey, Bernard.
Yes.
Listen, what happened to Kara Simpson? Last Sunday, I turned on C-SPAN, and they was discussing Kara Simpson. I don't know if she got if she's in the hospital or if she's dead. It seemed as though when we had that snowstorm in Washington, the man said Kara was in that snowstorm in Washington. But anyway, what she did do for us is to donate $3,000 to the young reporters. So he pulled the check out of his pocket. He said, here's the check right here. And then she wrote a little note to us and said, good night. You know how she talk. So anyway, I wish you could try and find out if
okay.
she's dead or if she's still in the hospital in Washington. I was crazy about her on Eyewitness News on Sunday evening.
We'll check it out.
I appreciate that, Bernard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. BAI, you're on the air. You'll have
Hello?
To turn your radio down. Yes. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to, just let me say first that I love WBAI. I listen all the time. Been listening for a long time. And I just want to respond to a gentleman who called a couple of calls ago about not being excluded or not feeling excluded because of a certain event that was happening in Harlem, the Harlem March on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the card does say that that they're inviting African-Americans and people of color.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the card says. And maybe that's why he felt excluded.
Yes, that was brought to my attention, that it does begin like that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that It surprises me that some people could feel excluded from some things. Well, particularly white people, how white people can feel excluded from some things. Because we as black people, and I'll speak for black people, or I'll speak for black women, I feel excluded basically everywhere I go. Stepping out into the street, I feel excluded, particularly excluded. In my own neighborhood and all around the city, wherever I go, in New York City, whatever borough it is, I feel excluded. And also, I think that they're having this rally because I've been to the February 15th and the one that just passed in New York City that we could actually march. We marched down Broadway. I think they're holding this march because usually there are not a lot of black people that participate in those marches. So I guess that whoever the people are that are holding the march feel that they need to get black people out, get black faces out, because there are not many black faces in a lot of these rallies. But I'd also like to say that I was at those rallies, and even at the rally, I feel excluded. I don't want to say exactly how I feel excluded, because I might offend some people, and some people, through lack of observance, might not agree with what I'm saying, but we are, particularly black women, are excluded. I'm not going to say it, but maybe hopefully it'll come up in some other discussion. But it's one discussion that's not taking place. But we are. I could just give you an example. Just last week, I went down to some place to fill out a job application. I stood there for at least a minute. I walked into the place I stand at for at least a minute, and there's three people in the office. They all just stand there and look at me for a minute. They just stand there looking at me, and they. Couple of people are having conversations, but when you walk into an office, you're a stranger walking into the office, shouldn't somebody say, you know, can I help you? But nobody said anything, just stand there and look at me. But finally, after a minute, somebody said, can I help you? And I just laughed. This happens to sisters everywhere we go, all over the city, and I'm sure all over the country, and I'm sure throughout this entire world. And I'm particularly sick of it, and it's amazing how, and I live in the Bronx, And if I could just talk about the way that NYPD treats people in the Bronx, we all know. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing just how people, white people particularly, when we went, and I also don't understand how come no one responded to it. Maybe you weren't, you didn't know exactly what card it was that he was talking about at the moment. But respond to it. Yeah, we can hold, we can exclude you. You exclude us from everything, or a lot of things, maybe not everything, but some things. And just being a regular person, human being, walking down the street, I'm excluded. You know what I'm saying? I offend you when I walk past you because I'm a black woman. So, yeah, we can exclude you. That's all I have to say. Okay. Love the show and love BAI, and that's it.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right. You know, BAI's mission is not one of... to create exclusive groups. The mission is to try and bring people together, to bring groups together. I would imagine that just in looking and being part of some of the marches that have taken place, that the overwhelming majority of people who were in the march, these large manifestations, have been white folks. However, there is a group of blacks and Latino progressives who are who also are involved in it. I agree with you. There needs to be a critique. There needs to be some discussion about that phenomenon. Why are there so few black folks who get involved in these meetings? It may be something tangential to what you talked about with police in the Bronx. Black folks are treated differently by the police than are white folks, and there may be some reticence into coming out and getting involved in some activity that might lead to incarceration. That might be the case, but we need to talk about that. We need to talk about we're at a juncture in history where that parallels or that looks a lot like where we were back in the 60s, where you have a primarily white anti-war movement and a primarily black civil rights movement. And we need to learn some of the lessons of history and see how we can strengthen both. So,
also, Bernard, I actually was involved in the making of that card. And what the message is trying to convey is that within certain communities, there is, in effect, an economic draft. And people disproportionately of color and people who are poorer have joined the military so that they can find a way to support themselves and educate themselves. And therefore, as a result of being seduced into the military as a way of survival, they have been economically drafted and are going to be the ones disproportionately to lose their lives. So I think that the CART was geared towards that community, the black community, people of color, in order to help them come to some awareness that this is what's going on. And I think that is an important message.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We also are going to be involved in our outreach office in the coming weeks with several community-based institutions across the tri-state area in various anti-war manifestations, indoor and outdoor manifestations, including Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn, in collaboration with the House of the Lord Church. And we're also talking with some student leaders in the CUNY system, the possibility of doing a citywide teaching against the war, CUNY-wide system, CUNY-wide teaching against the war. And several other initiatives like that are being planned as we speak. And clearly we will inform the listenership in greater detail in the days and weeks ahead of these plans.
Okay, let's move forward. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi. Hold on just a second. I was just hoping you were going to pick me up. I've been waiting for half hour already. I just wanted to mention something. I'm so thankful that your station is around because I thought I was going to lose my mind after hearing so many people around me who lack so much knowledge in general that, you know, it's really pathetic for them to draw any sort of conclusion and, you know, with the racism and everything else that's included. But anyway, I would really be very, very thankful if you would also mention about the atrocities that are being committed by a leader in India. he's Modi, and he's been doing a lot of bad things against the Muslims, and that's one of the locations that's drawn attention of Israel and U.S. As one of the other places that are powerful are anti-Muslim people there, and now they're drawn to them, and this is becoming a really bad situation. It's just two conflicts that were left behind by the British. It's, you know, the conflict of Kashmir and conflict in Israel. And it just seems like those, you know, these people have kind of come together to bring more anti-Muslim sentiment, which is really bad. And I feel awful for that, you know, the whole sect of people. And I think it's totally unjust. So I'm just hoping that people like yourself will be, you know, really helping to educate people what's happened ever since, you know, after the end of British imperialism, and really concentrate on, not really concentrate, but just educate people in general what's going on in Kashmir and Israel and why there's such a anti, you know, Muslim sentiment around. And the gentleman's name who's in India is Modi, and he just assassinated one of the leaders who wanted to stand in court against him to say that, you know, he didn't try to protect the Muslims there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
BAI, you're on the air. You'll have to speak a little louder.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, the main thing is about volunteering. I have a son.
Can you speak a little louder, please, ma'am?
Sure. I have a son who's in high school and needs community service credits.
Yes.
And I made the suggestion that he get involved in BAI either down there, data entry, or out leafleting. What do you think about that? And I wanted to put it out there that other people maybe have young people who are involved, and this way you get a good outreach to the community and they have someone else to work with, because he's afraid there'll be nothing but old people there.
Actually, I've been working with two high school volunteers in the public affairs office, and there's plenty of work.
Yeah, and please give us a call. It's 212-209-2869.
All right.
We welcome your
When I heard about the Gary Noel, the only thing that really upset me, I think we all have to give up some of our time, and even as a volunteer who goes down there to answer phones, some of us were talking about programming that needs to come on, especially like shows like the secular program, the humanist program, and need more time. And many people say, well, why can't someone give up some time? The only thing that concerned me, and I happen to be at work, and I just happen to have a Walkman, the way he mentioned it, I was told I'm no longer valued and all that. And when I got through to the station, I learned that it hadn't gone through, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, program council. And I do think that people do need time, even if you're going to take something away, and he must be so contradictory if he can't see the humility in that, because I've gone to his lectures, and even though I've grown up with him and he has been an institution and I do think of him as a genius in health ways, I do find very contradictory when to talk about humility and show such lack of it. But I do think there should be time. You say in a few weeks, in a few months, we'd like to do this and we'd like to discuss this. And you bring someone in on the discussions, and that's more democratic. You still have the right to make a decision. And as far as the humanist show, I do think they need more time and they can get it together. And I was glad when Gary, Imhotep, Gary Bird came on. I mean, this is a blast from the past. I grew up listening to him on other stations, and I said, wow, this guy is progressive. But I'm not sure whether he should have two nights either, even though he is great. But, and there's so much talk about God, 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 and I respect the church and all that, but I do want to hear other voices that are a little more secular. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
CAI, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran, and the other day I was watching C-SPAN, and Bush is not only at war with the people in Iraq, he's at war with the veterans and the guys that's fighting that war at the same time. He has, Bush and Congress has cut the Veterans Administration $14 billion. And I'm sick of watching him running from post to post, with his Get Behind the Boys, and it's real sickening to see how many programs this guy has cut in the name of freedom. And that's about all I got to say. I'm fed up with. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, hopefully, what you can do is you can stay with this radio station, and there are a lot of people who are offering opportunities to do something on an hourly basis, whether it's on the website or over our airways. It's part of what we're supposed to be doing is not just telling you that the world is bad, but showing you that you can be a part of making a difference and making it better. It's also very, very important to note that when people look at what it will become known as Gulf War One,
mm-hmm.
which was sold to the public as being low impact in terms of U.S. casualties, there is a whopping percentage of Gulf War vets who are now dealing with illnesses from Gulf War illness to PTSD. I think that's how it's called. Over a third of them are dealing with fallout from that.
Can I tell you something? Some of the things are catching up with us now. Things that's going wrong with our bodies, and we're dealing with this every day, and we need that Veterans Administration for health care. And I can understand these gangsters up in the Senate and Congress voted for that bill to go through. I wish the guys over there fighting that war would get some kind of information what's going on back here, because they're the ones that are going to get trumped when they come home and file for benefits.
Okay. We will have next week.
The largest minority, our disabled program is preparing a special show on veterans and issues of health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just stay tuned. You'll hear a card announcing when that program will be on.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And thank you. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Let me just turn off the radio. How's everything, Bernard and Don?
Oh, okay. Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to comment. It's great that we have an alternative radio station, and I'm happy with that. I would also like to see a few things. One thing, I would like to see a balance in the the reports regarding Israel and the Palestinian situation. I've been listening to it many, many times. It's great that I hear these things. But, you know, I feel that as an American Jew, and a progressive, I feel that there's other sides of the story, too. For example, I heard them mention 54 years of oppression of the Palestinians. Yeah, I'm in favor of a Palestinian state, but I just want to let you know a little bit about the history, too. A lot of Palestinians were chased away. However, there was another side of it, too. The Grand Mufti also had a lot to do with it, too. They told a lot of the Arab Israelis to leave and to go to the refugee camps, which were in Jordan, Egypt, and in the West Bank, and said, stay there, and then to join in the fight against Israel, which never took place. So that's a part of the thing. I would like to see a balance in that. I mean, my father came from Iraq originally. I'd like to see a balance also. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of Palestinian refugees, you know, in all the other countries, including in Israel. But what about the Jews from the Arab countries? You know, compensation, et cetera, monetary funds from those countries. I mean, like I said, I'm of Iraqi Jewish descent. I'm opposed to this war because of that, too, because I would like to go back to Iraq and get invited back to Iraq, only if I'm invited, to see where my family came from. That's
okay.
One thing.
All right. We'll take that.
And the second thing is, I'm very upset that Gary Knoll is no longer on Wednesdays. You know, his show is very informative. You know, I had a lot of information. I got a lot of information out of it. Now I don't know what to do on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock.
Listen to Dr. Kokai on Global Medicine Review. It's an excellent program. Give it a chance.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I don't know if there's an internal problem. I mean, that's between you and Bernard, or or whatever. I don't know if it's an ego thing between the two, but try to work it out if you can. I would love to have Gary Noll back on Wednesdays again.
Well, thanks for your call.
And otherwise, overall, I like the station. This is the only station I can listen, you know, get in real information.
Okay.
And by the way, I heard the guy mention, a few callers ago mentioned a BAI anniversary thing. I wish, but they did not mention anything about a Long Island rally, too. I would like to see a Long Island rally also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your call.
Goodbye.
I think there are some people on Long Island that are working on...
in fact, we are going to be in Long Island this Saturday, Bernard.
Yes.
Several of us. Ursula, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, for those of you listening that are on Long Island, please join us on Saturday morning from 10 to noon. We're going to be at the Cinema Arts Center at Huntington, in Huntington, Long Island. It's going to be mostly a dialogue between Mr. Rojas and those of us in outreach and those of you in Long Island who wish to express your interests and needs, and we're going to listen to you about how to better reach people in Long Island. So join us, please. 10 to 12, Cinema Arts Center, Huntington.
Okay. Well, I guess we've come pretty much to the end of the... of the report to the listener, this extended version. We generally do this for about an hour, but we dedicated 2 hours to it, and hopefully we didn't get to nearly as many people as are calling, but we did get to quite a few of you, and hopefully those who did call expressed your sentiments too.
And Hugh Hamilton will be back on Monday. Earl Caldwell and the Caldwell Chronicle will be on the air tomorrow at this time.
Yeah. And just one thing before we do leave, before we go to the community bulletin board, earlier on, one of the callers mentioned the outreach for the disabled community. And I just want to say, if I may, on behalf of Jose Santiago in the news department, he has been working very, very closely with some members from that community, bringing them in as interns. And they have been working out very, very well. So I just wanted to let that listener know that that was taking place as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the things that we do is just so natural, we forget that we're doing them and forget to mention it. So,
all right. Well, listen, the time is running out. This is Don Rojas, station manager, wanting to thank all of our listeners for listening in and for your calls and your suggestions and ideas and your constructive criticisms. We appreciate everything that you, all the kinds of feedback that you offer to us on the air and programs like this, as well as by email. And so continue to visit our website, www.wbai.org, for all the latest information. And on behalf of all of my colleagues here, thanks again and keep the faith.